This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Looking at the weather, it's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem sees some light cloud cover, while Haifa remains sunny. Perfect weather for those planning to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, just in, the IDF has killed Hamas infiltrator Osama Abu Tim in southern Gaza. Also, Ynet reports that earlier today, the IDF killed Hamas commander Adham Ibrahim Shaban Nasman, who was involved in the October 7th infiltration. Also this hour, Walla reveals a mystery at the Syrian border as the IDF intercepted an unidentified drone earlier this hour. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Israel believes Iran has moved nuclear centrifuges into Pickaxe Mountain. And finally, the Jerusalem Post confirms that earlier this hour, the Pentagon stated around 10 U.S. soldiers have been wounded since the renewal of U.S.-Iran conflict, with most now back on duty. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator on regional affairs, wrote just minutes ago that U.S. strikes in southern Iran have damaged its communication infrastructure. David Keyes, an activist and journalist, posted earlier today criticizing the IDF for eliminating Hamas commander Adam Nasman and questioning his role as a part-time podcaster. Aviva Klompas, an analyst, shared earlier today insights into Osama Kamal Shehade Abu Taim's involvement in kidnapping Israeli civilians on October 7th. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from JNS, the IDF confirmed the killing of Osama Abu Taim. He was responsible for abducting residents from Mir Oz. This action highlights ongoing tensions in southern Gaza as IDF aims to prevent further infiltrations. Turning to reports from Ynet, earlier today, the IDF and ISA eliminated Adam Nasman. He played a key role in the October 7th attacks and held hostages. This move aims to disrupt Hamas leadership and safeguard Israeli civilians. Meanwhile, Walla reports on the mystery drone intercepted earlier this hour near the Syrian border. The IDF remains uncertain about its origin. This raises concerns about regional security and potential new threats. In earlier reporting, I-24 News shared insights on Iran's nuclear activities. Israel suspects Iran has relocated key nuclear assets to Pickaxe Mountain. This development could complicate diplomatic efforts and regional stability. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's update on U.S. military casualties highlights rising tensions since U.S.-Iran hostilities resumed. Most injured soldiers have returned to duty, but this underscores the ongoing risks faced by military personnel. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Django has sold its business for a mere $300,000, mere 5 years after an $82 million IPO, marking a significant downturn. Separately, Isra Hayom Business highlights cost-saving beauty and lifestyle products, starting from 17 shekels, available this month. And finally, Globes reports that the High Court of Justice has temporarily frozen a new broadcasting law, citing significant legal challenges. That's your Israel 18 news update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.